This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about harnessing the cold. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Frozen food is often associated with diminished quality, the kind of stuff that just tastes meh once you defrost it and prepare it, a far cry from the fresh stuff. But a type of super cold freezer called blast freezer is creating a different flavor experience and cutting down on food waste. Zoe Reed has more.
I'm at Small World Seafood in Philadelphia. Owner Robert Amar opens the door of one of his blast freezers. It's stainless steel, tall, and has digital temperature displays. A cold mist lingers over trays of bright coral salmon fillets.
If you put your hands on those trays without gloves, it's like putting your tongue on a pole. You'll get a little burn on your fingers, so you got to wear gloves to pull them out.
Robert uses these super cold freezers for most of his seafood, from salmon to trout, cod to scallops. He says it ensures his products stay fresher longer. When you buy fresh seafood at the market, you have to eat it within a day. But his fish, frozen at temperatures much colder than a regular freezer, can be taken home and stored in your freezer for up to a year. He also says his blast frozen fish tastes much better than regular frozen seafood.
When your experience is only supermarket frozen fish, what are you going to think? Frozen fish sucks. Like if all your experience is buying bread in a supermarket, you think that's what it is, but then, you know, a French bakery opens up and you eat a baguette and you're like, holy crap, this is what bread is supposed to taste like? Now you can't go back. You just have to taste it and see it first before you kind of can believe it.
The seafood department is one of the most wasteful sections of the supermarket, studies show. When customers don't buy fish right away, the store has to throw it in the trash. Robert says using a blast freezer cuts down on that waste.
We're not going to fix the problem. We're tiny because it's a global issue. But I don't know. You know, you do what you can, right? Like everybody feels better about doing what they can, and it's a start.
He says the fish must be blast frozen as soon as it's in the shop to ensure quality. These freezers are not just colder. They also freeze things more quickly. Jonathan Deutsch is a culinary arts professor at Drexel University in Philadelphia.
A typical freezer is at 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and it takes things quite a while to freeze. You probably experience that in your home. You put something in the freezer, and you check it an hour later, and it's cool to the touch, but it's still not frozen solid. And there's nothing wrong with that, but from a food quality perspective, the quicker you freeze something, the better.
He says in a blast freezer, the ice crystal formations are much smaller and won't disrupt the cell wall structure of the food. So the texture of the product remains intact and preserves the natural properties of the food, which improves quality. And Jonathan says it also slows down decay.
Food, whether you're talking about fish, meat, fruit, vegetables, is really decaying tissue, right? It's cut off from its life source and it's deteriorating. And sometimes we want to encourage that deterioration, right? If we're cheese making or something, we want that aging process and that fermentation process to happen. And other times we want to prevent that. What freezing does is it really slows down those chemical and physical processes of that deterioration.
He says this method is preferable to so-called fresh seafood customers may see in grocery stores, a lot of which was actually previously frozen.
They're defrosted at the store because consumers have this idea that somehow refrigerated, quote-unquote fresh, is somehow better than frozen. And actually the converse is true, that buying frozen seafood is better from a quality and a safety perspective.
Blast freezers aren't only used to store seafood. Pastry chefs use them to preserve the texture of their products, and some chefs use them so they can prepare food for the whole week. Matt McKenney sells blast freezers to chefs and businesses across the Philly region. He showed me just how these chili machines work by freezing raspberries.
What we're looking at is some regular grocery store raspberries. that were blast frozen at negative 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
When he takes them out, they're hard like rocks.
What we're feeling is that the product is hard, but when you press it between your fingers, it crumbles, but it crumbles not into mush, but each individual section, each little round segment of the raspberry is distinct.
No juice drips out of the berry. He calls it raspberry caviar. He says fruit placed in a regular freezer loses the liquid that's normally held in by those cell wall structures. Then he pops a raspberry in his mouth.
The other cool thing about it is I can chomp down on and not break all the crowns in the back of my mouth, which would happen with most frozen food, right?
During the pandemic, Matt co-founded a blast frozen pizza company called Pizza Frico. He says because it's blast frozen, he doesn't need to use preservatives and it has restaurant quality taste. Customers who buy the pizza can store it in their home freezer. These blast freezers aren't universal yet, perhaps because of the expense. They can cost thousands of dollars. But Matt says they're more common in Europe, which has stricter standards for freezing food.
That was Zoe Reed reporting.